Housing companies bent profit. The Stevenage Comet had two articles highlighting the deregulation of building control and its impact on Vista Tower, a high-rise building converted from offices to flats in 2016. JGA Fire consultants found non-compliant foam insulation in the walls that could provide a route for fire to spread around the external envelope of the building. This was not a post-Grenfell breach. Regulations were broken during the time of conversion. This defect should have been mitigated, in part, by cavity barriers and fire stops, but neither were found. There was no communal fire alarm. Leaseholders are being charged £12,000 a week for a walking watch, £600 a month per leaseholder. In the other article, chartered surveyor and fire safety expert on Old Terreling says that firms eager to secure continuing business will offer low prices and little interference. If people are looking at the bottom line the whole time, and how much they can rake in, they bend. Despite regulations demanding cavity barriers and fire breaks and changes of use, inspectors are not required to check. It's on drawings. But planning drawings are public records, building regulations drawings are not. In the old days, the local authority had all the drawings, but now these things are all over the place. Private companies have them. What happens when the private companies go bust? All the information disappears. This shows the madness of capitalism. Where building companies can choose their own inspectors, it is no surprise that corners are cut and profit comes before people's lives. Barbara Clare, Stevenage.